Hi, this is Eddie. How may I help you?
Hi, Eddie. Yes, is Joe or manager available?
Manager Joe, let me check.
Okay, thank you.
All right, ma'am, what's your name?
Mallory.
Mallory. Just want to. Hey, Mallory, he's on a call, and the manager is not in the office right now, so he will call you back, Joe.
No, I don't think he will. Who else is available? I've been waiting since December for a refund, and then I called about 2 weeks ago. I was supposed to get an email the following day. I didn't, and then I called Joe last week, and he was going to send me an email on Friday, and I didn't. And then I called this morning, and he was going to send me an email within the hour, and I didn't. So who else can I talk to? Because I don't want to keep getting the runaround. I just want to be real and figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see someone.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Hey, Mallory, this is Joe here.
Hi, Joe. What's going on? I feel like I'm getting the runaround.
What was that? I'm sorry?
I feel like I'm getting the runaround. What's going on? We talked back in December,
yeah.
And we're in February now. I was supposed to stop responding to my texts, which is fine, because they were personal, and it wasn't through the office. But you're supposed to give me a 50% refund and go through with the website.
Yes,
I called about 2 weeks ago,
and
I stopped hearing from
the
you.
Bank?
No, I haven't gotten any emails.
Well,
and I called 2 weeks ago,
out.
And I stopped hearing from you. They did not send an email, Joe. I've been on my email all day for work, and I haven't gotten an email. And I was told 2 weeks ago I would get an email from somebody else also.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, just give me 1 minute, so let me just go ahead and check on with them, okay?
Okay, that would be great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just send home help you. I don't know what
happened. Yeah, I was on hold with Joe. He was checking billing.
Mm-hmm. I'm from the billing department. How can I help you?
Oh, perfect. Yes, I'm waiting on a refund. I've been waiting on a refund for about 2 months now. I was supposed to have received a 50% refund.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, yes. So your name is Mallory Nicholson, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. Let me open the status. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. So for the refund of the 50%, right, actually, I just see the status. Actually, the merchant that we have, right, is under review from the bank hand. So that's why your refund is in queue. It's in queue right now. And once we will resolve the issue, the problem with the bank from our merchant side, so your refund will automatically proceed and you will receive in within next 24 to 48 business hours.
Okay, perfect. So just to confirm, I'm going to get the refund within 24 to 48 hours?
Yeah, it will be. Once we will be, our problem will be resolved, like from between the bank and our merchant partners.
Okay, so how long does that typically take? Because it's already been about 2 months. So how long is that time frame?
I really do understand that, and I hope you understand this part. It's a bank, you know, bank terminologies and bank time frame. So even our merchant is on hold, we are not able to accept any other payments from any other clients as well. So each and everything on the hold from our company because the bank having a problem with the merchant partners. So we are trying to resolve it. So hopefully bank give me a time frame in this month. So they are saying we will resolve in this month and then you can easily accept the other payments from the other clients as well and you can run your business. So right now we already, we cannot able to accept any payments or even we cannot able to refund any payment to any one of our clients. Even you are not the one who is are waiting for the refund. Even if we have like 10 or 15 more clients who are still waiting for the refund for some of the amounts. So that's why. So if you don't mind, you can be with us for this month as well. So the bank are saying that they will be resolved the problem with the merchant partner in this month.
This month, so it's still going to take another 3 weeks to be able to get a refund. Isn't that illegal? I owned a business for 12 years, and I couldn't imagine holding on to a client's funds for that long without providing a refund when I was supposed to honor that. That's a really long time.
I really do understand that, but even the same thing, we are also thinking about it because it's never been happened with us before. This is the first time it's happened and our merchant partners having a problem with the bank, so they are not transferring the money to our bank account from the merchant. So there is an issue between the merchant and the bank, so that's why they cannot able to refund the amount as well from the merchant to any one of them. So that's why we are facing this problem first time, due to this case, our business on hold. We cannot accept any payments any longer. So that's why, but we are trying to resolve it as soon as possible. So in this month, my bank is saying that they will resolve it with the merchant and you can easily use your merchant again and you can refund the amount and you can accept the amount from the clients.
Okay, so I'll just keep calling. So right now you're not able to accept a business from anyone, so you're not taking payments either?
we are accepting the business, but the payments, what we are saying to the clients, once we will set up the, once the problem will be resolved from the bank end, then you can pay us to us. That's not a problem. But we are taking the business and we are doing a business, right? We are providing the complete the website and other stuff. And one more thing, Joe mentioned to me like, you are ready to complete your website. So can you provide me, provide to AD all the things about your website so we can complete it?
I don't even know who I'm working with at this point because I haven't spoke with anyone besides Joe since December. Prior to that, I was speaking to Sam, Joe, Eddie in October and beyond. So no one's even provided instructions on how to move forward with that.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, if you're accepting payments from customers right now, where are those payments going?
Right now, we, as I mentioned to you, we are not accepting any payments. We are saying to our clients, just hold the payment for now, and once we will resolve the problem in this month, then you can pay to us. That's why I'm saying.
So does that mean you guys know, like, the employees and stuff aren't getting paid either?
To the employees?
Yeah, so I would imagine if you can't return the money to the customers that you wouldn't be able to pay your employees either. Is that correct?
That actually, I cannot give you an answer of this question because this is not my department at the moment. So I'm so sorry about that. I don't have any concern with this thing that you are saying, but I'm not a concerned person about this thing. But
I ran a business before, so if I was, if I had the funds to be able to pay my employees or pay my overhead costs, I imagine you guys are paying your rent and stuff still too, right? You couldn't be behind on rent, otherwise you wouldn't be able to operate your business. So they're coming up with the funds to be able to operate, so why wouldn't they be able to provide the funds to the clients who are actually paying you and entitled to getting their money back? That's my question. Do you guys have the contact info for like your CEO or the person who actually operates and owns the business?
Why you need this information, by the way?
So I can talk to them because it's not, I don't think it's legal for you guys to hold my money for, it's been almost a year, but for this long of a period, while you guys remain in operation.
We are not wished to hold your money, but there is a problem. That's why what we are facing. So that's why I'm just requesting to you. We are just humbly requesting to you, like, for sure, in this month, you will receive your refund. That's a point. So that's why I'm saying to you.
Yeah, so I understand your explanation. That's fine. But again, if you guys are coming up with a means to be able to pay for the operations and the overhead, if you're able to still stay in business and also employ your employees, you should be able to come with the funds to refund your clients when you're not providing the service. So that's my issue. Do you happen to have their information? Because I don't want to go around in circles of course, waste your time. So do you have their information that I'd be able to reach out to them?
I need to confirm with the management that provide you that information or not, then I will definitely get back to you. And in the meanwhile, I can connect you with the project manager who is AD Martin, so you can resume your website work so we can complete your website then.
Okay, perfect. I can give Eddie a call tomorrow, but if you can find out about receiving that information from the CEO or upper management, that would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm, no problem.
And I can
just
keep following up until I hear back. Wonderful. What was your name?
This is Sam.
Sam. Okay, Sam. Thank you. Yes, I'll look forward to an update in their contact information then from you. Can I expect that by this evening or by tomorrow?
By tomorrow would be great, right? I will give you the update, and meanwhile, you can talk to Edie right away to discuss the website.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. I look forward to that update and their information tomorrow.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.